This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, January 16th. The Abundant Life.
Our reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 8. Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to Him and revering Him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills. A land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil, and honey. A land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing. A land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land He has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe His commands, His laws and His decrees that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increases, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful wilderness, that thirsty and waterless land, with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known, to humble and test you, so that in the end it might go well with you. You may say to yourself, "My power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me." But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your ancestors, as it is today.
Abundance with God means that grace is extended in unexpected and unforeseen ways from the One who can do far beyond what we can ask or imagine. God gives us tangible blessings, deliverance, family, food, health, finances, work assignments and callings, and much more. And all of this is by God's favor, not based on our own merits. God's goodness is worked out in our lives. Therefore, we lift our voices in praise from a heart of gratitude, privately or publicly, and individually or collectively. God warns, though, be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God. Sadly, that happened often in Israel, and at times God had to punish the people and call them to repentance. When they did, God forgave them and showered them abundantly again. We have even more abundance in Jesus Christ our Savior, because He came to give us life to the full. The abundant life is more than material things. It is life that is filled to overflowing with the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We reflect Jesus as His witnesses in this world. The world needs to see His reflection in us face to face, in online meetings, on social media, and wherever we go. Pray with me. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, help us to receive, remember, and praise You for Your abundance. May our lives reflect Your grace shared in abundance through Jesus daily. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.